Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
We're reversing decades of failed trade policies, opening up new markets, and fighting to give our farmers the fair and level playing field they deserve. You never had a fair playing field for the last 15 to 20 years. You were taken advantage of by stupidity, by incompetence, by people that don't care. Who knows? You were really treated very badly. But you're not being treated badly anymore. You see what's happening.
Yeah, I see what's happening, Mr. President. We are winning, and we don't need to apologize for that, right? Let me welcome in my guest, Cassie Smedley, joining us right now, press secretary for the RNC. You know, Cassie, to his point, whether you're the United States winning on trade or the U.S. women's national team kicking the crap out of your first opponent, you don't have to apologize for that. You're winning.
That's right. It's a new age in America. or the St. Louis Blues on the verge of taking the Stanley Cup.
Great point. Yeah, thank you. I know.
I know who I'm talking to. So that's exactly right. And I think that's a stark difference, once again, between what you hear on the campaign trail from Donald Trump and then what you're hearing from, take your pick, any Democrat in the 2020 race. They're all talking about more government take over your lives. And, I mean, what world are they actually living in? What country are they living in? That we need more government takeover of our lives. They act like things are not going well. They act like Donald Trump is the worst thing to happen to this country. And I love that yesterday in particular, you had both President Trump and Joe Biden in Iowa, opposite sides of Iowa. And you had two starkly different messages. And yet, I imagine all the people of Iowa are sitting there looking around to each other going, I don't know what this guy Joe Biden's talking about. That's not how this feels out here. And by the way, something you won't hear on mainstream media, because I just listened to the package on the Today Show and they didn't happen to mention this, that Donald Trump was at the same location Joe Biden was at yesterday, 2 years ago, and he had five times more people there in the same venue. And this is supposed to be the liberal part of the state. So I don't care what you say. The people on the ground, still, we've seen it, still support President Trump. They see the results, and they're not feeling the enthusiasm, the momentum on the other side. It's still with President Trump because you can't argue with the results of the last 2 years. That's real for people.
There's no doubt about that. And maybe what the president needs to point out here shortly, if he's going to keep talking about Joe Biden, is the world apology tour that that Biden's president, Obama, took around the world after he got elected, apologizing for the United States instead of defending it. You know, this drives me crazy, Cassie, but, you know, we had a guest on from Fox Business News yesterday and was talking about why some people like Pelosi are upset with the new USMCA because it doesn't do enough to guarantee good wages for people in Mexico. You know what? That's the job of the Mexican president to negotiate that, not the president of the United States.
Amen. And what a stark difference we had. I love that you brought up the apology tour. What a stark difference we had from the Obama apology tour. And frankly, that tour extended for 8 years. It felt like every single time he went overseas, he was apologizing or undermining the United States. And yet last week when you had President Trump, really the last 2 weeks with Japan and then in the UK and France and Ireland last week, that you had this president who was proud of the accomplishments. You hear him over there saying, I talk to people here and they say, we wish we were having the success that you're having in your country. And they don't want to show that on the mainstream media, but that is the stark reality that things are going really well in this country and people over in Europe are looking over at us saying, you know, maybe we should be doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Hello, Brexit. And it's not just in the UK. There's a lot of countries in Europe who are saying, maybe it's time we put the best interests of our country first, too. And what a difference that's making. Because, by the way, that's great for our country. That's great for Americans. And I fully support that. But that's great for the world. When America is prospering, the world is prospering. And I think it's interesting, the number of people that you hear, if you sort of look through the pockets and beyond, again, the mainstream media wrap-ups of the trip, that you heard a lot of support and a lot of praise for Donald Trump and his approach. And again, that's something no one's paying attention to, but going into 2020, you're going to see the results on election day, because it's something that I think most Americans are very grateful for.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think that whatever Biden is attempting to do here is falling flat. When you can't fill a high school gymnasium size place and you got the president filling arenas, that tells us a lot more than the latest fake poll that's out from Quinnipiac or whoever it is.
Well, we know how well polls went in 2016.
Thank you.
And I haven't really seen much in the way of changes to the methodology. We don't really use polls at the RNC, certainly not exclusively, because they're just not reliable. And you have to do too much digging to figure out why they're showing the results they're showing. And often it's because there's not a representative number of people. But I will say, you know what we have that's going to be pretty representative of his support? We've got a relaunch coming up next week on Tuesday. And I just heard the president's political director say over the weekend that within 24 hours of announcing the relaunch location, we have 3,000 people sign up for a volunteer training. Now, that's not sign up to attend the rally. That's to come out and volunteer and help the president.
Sure.
The DNC at the same time last week said, we're going to train 1,000 volunteers over our entire cycle. 1,000. And we had 3,000 in 24 hours just in one spot in Florida.
They'll be lined
that's
up.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's one of the most fun scenes. And by the way, with apologies to every 2020 Democrat candidate, the president has completely ruined political rallies for anyone else who cares to get into the political arena. I mean, they're like a rock concert, and he loves them, and he brings an energy that is unmatched. They're so fun. And so anyone else who has to go out on the stump, it's just pales in comparison.
Oh, it does, and the media does not want to talk about it at all. You're absolutely right. Cassie Smedley, thank you so much, and let's go Blues.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.